一个早上的早祷会啊。
The morning prayer meeting.
啊，方言祷告的时候一起方言祷告。
When we are praying in tongue together.
那个声音都超过我们刚刚的悟性祷告。
It's greater than when we are praying with our minds.
请问弟兄姐妹，发生什么问题？
Let me ask you what happened.
发生什么问题？
What happened?
啊，为什么方言祷告声音那么大声，悟性祷告声音萎缩了呢？
So when you pray in tongue, you're loud, but when you pray in mind, you kind of shrink away.
这个我们一定要去思考自己。
We need to reflect, examine ourselves.
方言祷告、悟性祷告一样是这么大声。
So to pray in tongue and to pray with our mind should be.
特别是我们共同为一样事情在悟性祷告是有方向性的时候。
So especially when we are praying in, with our mind with the direction,
更要有情持迫切啊，异口同声的开口来祷告。
We need to pray in earnest and in unison.
那么这一个呢，是我们需要去学习。
It's something we need to learn.
经常我们啊，为一样我们比较熟悉的事情祷告的时候
，When we pray for something that we are more familiar with,
我们的声音可能会大一点。
Our voice be louder.
那么为一个我们比较不熟悉的方向祷告的时候
，When we pray in direction we're not so sure of，
那么我们要去思考为什么我们声音小下来。
We need to reflect why our voice is so much weaker。
主啊，如果我不知道我该怎么样为这件事情祷告
，Lord, if I don't know what to pray for about this matter，
是不是当我在方言祷告的时候，你用你的灵启示我
？When I'm praying in tongue, are you revealing to me with spirit？
使我能够产生悟性祷告。
That my mind will be fruitful and pray.
要不然每一次你要为别人祷告的时候，你会用感觉。
Otherwise, every time you pray for somebody, you use your feeling.
好了，一个人就跟你讲说啊，我头痛，请你为我祷告。
And somebody asks you, for example, that please pray for me because I have a headache.
感觉就是头痛。
So the feeling is headache.
那圣灵给你的看见是什么呢
？But what the Holy Spirit that you see?
我们比较少去问。
But you don't ask often.
碰到感觉。
You come encounter with feelings.
方言祷告绝对不是这样。
But when you pray in tongues, it's not like that.
圣灵让灵在我们的里头作为一个引导跟前进，也不是这样。
So the Holy Spirit in us that lead us and make us move is also not like that.
我们把真实的现状提出来，不是责备哈，是让我们弟兄姐妹自己看见。
So I'm not trying to rebuke, but to bring what's going on so you can see.
实物教导。
So this is a teaching of a present.
现状就是这样。
This is what the reality is.
我们有没有发现到，我们如果哈，哎，我们开口用方言祷告，哎，声音很大声。
So have you noticed when we start to pray in tongue, it's very loud.
然后呢，我们这一个怎么样？啊，当然有一些不见得方言祷告声音就会很大声。
Of course, not necessarily everyone.
然后悟性祷告他也不很大声。
Because when they pray with their mind, also they are not very loud.
那这个是我们自己要去调试。
This is something we need to adjust.
那不是说一定要大声
It doesn't mean you have to be very loud.
而是最起码是我们一起开口的呼求。
At least we cry out together in unison.
当然不是超越我们个人的声量。
It's not over loud, over our personal capacity.
那么那个声音最起码怎么样，我听得到。
At least a voice I can hear.
那个声音出来不是。
That voice is not good.
自己都快听不到了那种声音。
It can barely audible. It's barely audible.
那就不用一起祷告了。
Then we don't need to pray together.
那我们就采取啊，我们现在为某一件事情，我们来默祷。哎，那不就好了吗
？So we just pray in silence.
一起开口表示什么？我们要一起开口祷告。
So when we pray together, we pray in unison.
这是一种操练。
This is a training.
这操练的时候，我们看到在一起祷告的时候。
So when we see we pray together,
我们的声音也不能太大。
And our voice cannot be too loud either.
突然之间，你的声音特别大。
If your voice is excessively loud, all of a sudden,
应该是合群。
It should be in peace and unity.
那刚才我们真是很合群，就是大家声音一起小啊。
So we was very in unison. We also very weak in our voice.
我们应该怎么样提升那个声量
？We should increase our voice.
要开口为啊，我们比较少祷告的，或是说我们。方向比较少祷告的，我们为那一件事情来祷告的时候，我们一样大声。
We need to be of equal loudness when we pray for things that we don't often pray about.
而不是我们熟悉的方向，我们大声。
It's not when we pray when things that we are familiar with that we are loud.
这个是我们早祷会以来呢，一直哈没有办法去，还没去突破。
This is something that the morning prayer meeting group has not been able to break through.
既然我们来寻求，我们一定要在这一方面祷告上有很好的突破。
So if here, since we're here to seek, we need to have a breakthrough in this.
因为火炭如果在着火的时候，那个不着的进来也会着。
So if the coal is to be set on fire, if it's not set on fire, there are others that will set on fire.
当然了，那被渲染着的时候，拿出去也很快就熄，就是。
So even though it's lit, when you take it out of here, it also be extinguished quickly.
除非它真正的着了。
Unless it's truly being lit,
被圣灵浇灌
and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们渴望有一些人他们进来着了以后真实的被圣灵浇灌。
We hope that some people that come in truly are lit and they'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看到但以理书
We look at the book of Daniel.
11-12.
In chapter 11 to chapter 12.
重点在31节到32节。
The key point is in verse 31 to verse 32.
我们一起来读这两处的圣经章节。
Let's read these two verses.
但以理书第11章31节到32节。
Daniel, book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 31 to 32.
但以理讲的这些话语呢，已经发生过，那么还会再发生。
What Daniel spoken of here already happening, it will happen again.
11章31节我们一起来读二三。
Let's read together.
他必兴兵，各兵必亵渎圣地，就是宝藏，除去常献的燔祭。设立那
隐晦的圣，
作恶违背圣约的人，他必用巧言勾引，唯独认识神的子民必当强行事。这个是但以理11章31节、32节给我们看到。
This is what Daniel let us see in chapter 11.
在主前的100多年前呢，曾经就有人进入圣殿里面做这个毁坏的工作。
100 years plus before birth of Christ, someone already did this desecration of the temple.
把这一个以色列的这一个献祭完全给杜绝了。
And then stopped the Jewish sacrifice.
那么在这一个圣殿的当中呢
，and in the holy temple，
就有很多的妙计在里头。
There were a lot of prostitutes or idol worship there。
有很多的巴力的神子在那个地方。
And also the Baals worship there。
那么这些都是当时在主前140多年前所发生的。
This happened 140 plus years before the birth of Christ。
那么主后呢
？After Christ，
我们看到这个圣殿被毁了。
We saw the temple was holy temple was destroyed.
那么有一天圣殿再一次的被建造的时候
，One day when the holy temple is rebuilt,
这一种事情会再发生一次。
This will happen again.
那就是圣经所讲的那大罪人。
This is what the Bible talks about.
也就是敌基督。
The antichrist or the wicked one.
会用花言的巧语。
Will use flattery.
会让很多的人信任。
And a lot of people will believe.
那么你想说，当时他的花言巧语就让人信任了吗？
Do you think at that time when he uses flattery and deceit, people will believe?
人的刚硬以及愚昧即不是一触可及的。
So the hardness of man is not so easily broken.
进入那个迷惑而刚硬。
It's gradually entering into that deceit that they become hardened.
渐渐进入那迷惑而头脑变成愚昧。
So because they gradually enter the deceit, so they become foolish.
以至于当那大罪人用花言巧语的时候，我们没有办法分辨。
So when that wicked one uses flattery and deceit that we cannot discern.
所以但以理这里用一句话呢，他必用巧言勾引。
So that's why here Daniel says he will use flattery to deceive.
这个巧言呢，就是似是而非的。
So this flattery make it so hypocritical.
起来很像真理。
It looks like it's truth.
好像很多都是圣经里面所讲的真理。
It seems like a lot of the truth in the Bible.
我告诉你，一锅粥里面的一颗老鼠屎，也不会说那个老鼠屎比粥还小
So
one, 比粥的米粒还小。
So a little poop in the rice pot looks the same as a whole rice pot.
如果刚掉进去捞起来，马上就好了。
If it falls, you just take it out. It's okay.
放椅子已经放了一天了呢。
But what happened? You leave for a while.
细菌已经扩散到整个州里。
And the bacteria already spread.
那管它是一颗老鼠屎还是半颗。
So maybe just a little rat poop or maybe half a poop.
我们看到就整锅粥可能不要了。
So when you look at it, you don't want you reject the whole part.
真理我们在看的时候会迷惑，哎呀，很多都是圣经的真理。
So when you look at it, it seems like there are a lot of biblical truth.
我告诉你，只要 0.1 不是，就会把那一全部的真理给毁坏掉。
So as long as just even a 0.1% of an untruth, then it will destroy the whole truth.
这个是基督徒没有这个坚持很重要的原则。
That's the Christians do not have a principle of firmly resisting this.
哎呀，99.9%都是真理。
They say 99.9% is truth.
0.1% 不是真理，我们就容让它一下吧。
So even though 0.1% is not truth, we can allow it.
可不可以啊
？Can we do that?
啊？到底可不？有人点头嘞，有人摇头嘞啊
？Is it yes or no?
啊，可不可以啊？不可以哦，告诉我， no. 到时候你碰到问题的时候就变可以了。
So but when you run into the problem, you say it's okay.
你可能还没碰到问题而已。
You just say you have not run into the problem yet.
但是坚持容不容易？不容易。
It's hard to firmly resist. It's not easy.
我们就看到圣经里面很多的例子。
So we see a lot of examples in the Bible.
从以色列人出埃及。
So from the time of Exodus.
摩西就告诉他们。
Moses told them.
有这个以巴路，还有基利心。
So he told them this 以巴 and the Gerizim.
你要靠近咒诅，还是靠近这一个啊这个基利心祝福？
You want to go close to a curse or you want to go to a blessing?
可惜呢，这以色列人他们怎么样？啊
？Unfortunately, the
Israelites. 他们靠近哪里
？Which one did they seek?
不是，他们比你聪明，他们是咒诅跟这个什么祝福抗着一起走。
So they're smarter than you. They take both curses and.
他把咒诅跟祝福带进迦南地。
They took both curse and blessing into the.
我要祝福，我也要我自己啊领受的这些。
Yeah, I want to be blessed. I also want to receive these also.
我们就看到丹尼里在讲这个时候，这个是末后世代。
So when Daniel was talking about this, this is the end times.
他说唯独认识神的子民，
唯独
认识神的子民。
Only those who know their God.
真正认识神的人，他必刚强行事。
Those who know their God will firmly resist.
所以我们看到以弗所书里面讲到对圣徒的三种祷告。
So we see in the book of Ephesians the two type of prayers for the saints.
一个圣徒在以弗所书里面，他讲到这个迷惑即将来到的时候。
So in the book of Ephesians, talk about when this deception comes.
那么这一个以弗所书是讲到教会论。
Because the book of Ephesians is talking about the church.
就是讲到说教会里面必须要我们有这样子的一个祷告的本质。
That the church must have this quality of the prayers.
使我们在教会里面才能够真实的成长。
So we may be able to grow in the church truly.
第一个本质是什么呢
？What's the first?
祷告使我们真的能够认识他。
That we pray that we may truly know him.
以弗所书第一个提到的是什么？使我们真认识他。
That the first talks about we truly know him.
我们的信仰是真认识我们的神吗
？So in our faith, do we know our God?
这个是教会论里面要教导我们。
This is something what the church needs to teach us.
就是祷告里面，我们要向神祷告，神啊，让我真的认识你。
So when you pray, you ask Lord, I really want to know you.
不是好像模模糊糊的。
It's not some kind of ambiguity.
呀，很多的人啊，这个呢啊，这个祷告的时候很喜欢看到惊魂掉下来。
So a lot of people when they pray, they want to see the golden clouds come down.
有一次呢啊，我去跟这个啊，在台湾的时候跟一个弟兄祷告。
One time when I was in Taiwan, I went to pray for a brother.
祷告完以后呢，他跟我讲了，牧师，我看到金粉。
And after that, he prayed. He said he saw a vision.
在我的手上，现在还在，你看看，帮我看一下。
You see on my hand, you can see the gold.
我说你是不是有手汗的习惯
？I asked him, do you have a habit of sweating a lot?
啊，亮亮的，啊那个发蜡照下去，刚好反着光啊，亮亮的金粉。
Because of the sweat and the reflection of the light, it looks like it's golden.
因为错误的教导。
Because the erroneous teaching.
啊，很多人就要带去参加这种看金粉的教导。
So a lot of people got taught to look for the sign of golden dust.
祷告去认识神，比那个看金粉还重要。
Pray to know God is more important than to know the golden dust.
那我不反对可能会看到金粉啊。
I'm not against somebody seeing it.
我重点就是讲到，如果只是你把专注在那一个金粉上，有没有金粉掉下来，表示神同意你的祷告的时候。
if you look at the whether the golden dust comes down as a sign of his affirmation of your prayer,
你很容易陷入迷惑的危机。
You easily fall into the danger of being deceived.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，圣徒的祷告第一项事情是什么？认识神。
So when we talk about the prayer of the saints, the first thing is to know the God, know God.
所以当你祷告有没有经文，你就不会觉得啊，有没有经文无对我无所谓啊。
So whether the golden dust comes down or not for you, it doesn't matter.
因为你祷告的本质守住了。
Because the key point of the prayer you already kept.
曾经有人啊，这个讲到这个耶稣基督走过三个人祷告的地方。
So someone talk about what Jesus went through a place where three people prayed.
第一个呢，耶稣看到，哎呀，抱住他。
So first person Jesus saw him, he embraced him.
第二个，按按他的头。
And second person he laid his hands on him.
第三个看一下就走了。
And third person he looked at him and walked away.
有人问说，耶稣基督爱哪一个
？And someone asked which one is beloved by Jesus.
啊，那时候很多人就讲出来了，耶稣通通爱。
Somebody said, oh, Jesus loved all three.
讲这句话真是比较聪明。
So it's smarter to say this.
不爱怎么会去抱他呢
？If he doesn't love him, how come he will embrace him?
耶稣基督本身就是爱嘛。
Because love, Jesus himself is love.
是的，耶稣通通爱。
Yes, Jesus loves them all.
那如果用两种不同的解释
，If you use two different explanations,
抱的耶稣基督比较爱他。
To someone who embraced by Jesus, someone who loved more by Jesus.
感觉
is by feeling.
逆向思考呢
？How about the
那个耶稣看了就离开的
？How about the person who he just looked at and walked away?
耶稣更爱他。
God loves him even more.
因为他知道啊，他已经找到真正的神。
Because he knows that he already found the true God.
并不要我去拥抱他，他才觉得有能力。
I don't need to embrace him that he will feel has a power.
因为他知道我与他同在。
And he knows I'm with him.
这是不同的解释。
This is different explanation.
不管你要往哪一方解释里面。
No matter which direction you want to go in this explanation.
我们要看到的是，我们要真正的认识神。
What we need to see is that we need to truly know God.
以至于人家用巧言的时候，你不至于会被迷惑。
So when somebody uses flattery, you will not be corrupted.
那么人用巧言，为什么有时候我们会被迷惑呢
？So when somebody uses flattery, how come we are corrupted?
大凡我们看到最近那个骗子非常多。
So we see these are very commonly.
那么为什么容易上当受骗呢
？So how come we easily deceive?
这个。大部分的原因就是我本身我这一个人呢、啊、也贪。
Most common reason for is because I myself are greedy. It's greedy.
啊，以前怎样？哎呀，我不知道他这个手帕给我闻一下，我就跟他走了。
So because this sounds like a good idea, just go with them.
哦，有这么好的药的话，那全世界那可以拿诺贝尔一这个奖金啊。
So it's such a great medicine. He should have received the Nobel Prize.
大部分都是自己里面贪。
Oftentimes it's because of our greed.
啊，如果你不贪，怎么会怎么样？想拿一点小钱去换大钱。
So if you're not greedy, how come you want to take a small amount of money to get great profits?
骗术无奇不有。
So there are so all kinds of deceptions.
对一种不贪的人没有效。
To those who have no greed, it doesn't work.
常常那个在 email 啊，简讯收到什么，你中什么大奖啊，我就把它删掉了。
So oftentimes from my email box, I receive email about winning great prices. I just
那么好，神早就感动我去买乐透了、啊、
So otherwise, unless God has moved me to buy lotto,
还等什么？等这个骗子来骗我的钱。
And also wait for the crooks to deceive my take away my money.
那这一些呢？对一些真正不贪的人呢、啊，根本就不会去这样子。
But to those who are not greedy, this will not happen.
记得有一次有以前在台湾的时候有一个弟兄啊。
One time I remember in Taiwan,
地上捡到一张单子。
A brother who picked up a flyer
是没有被刮开的。
It was not open.
刮开以后，他说你已经中了一部车子。
He says that you all want a car.
赶快来领。
And come and receive this.
只认这个票，不认人。
He only looked at this ticket, but did not look at the. He took only a friend, but took another person.
这个是骗人。
This was a deception.
千万不要上当。
Do not be deceived.
看样子不会呢。
He said, "No, I don't think so."
我打电话试看看。
Let me call and see what happens.
他打去的时候，哎，真的啊！他说我这车在这个地方等你，我一直怎么奇怪，还没有人呢，已经快要报废了啊！这个时间已经快到了，到今天就到了。
So when he called, somebody actually answered, said, "We have been waiting for someone to claim the price."
那怎么办呢？你赶快把税金汇过来，我就把车子给你。
And he said to this person, Well, if you just say wire the money, then you receive the card.
他银邮局里面没有多少钱，还要向我借钱。我说你不要笨了。
He didn't have that much money, yet, and he also wanted to borrow money from me. I said, don't be so foolish.
说，但是骗你的啦。
No, he is deceiving you.
那你叫他把车子拿过来，一手交钱，一手交货，看看要不要。
You tell him to bring the car so you can exchange car for the money.
心哈。又用渴望，也可能不是贪吧、啊、渴望到一部车子的时候啊，怎么样税金都要想寄给他。
So when he was hoping for a car, it's not great that he even will give the tax money for the car to them.
所以很多的时候、啊、我们这个人的心里一贪的时候、啊、就可能很容易迷惑自己的理性。
So when we have this greed in us, you often time will cover our rationality.
当我们这一个整个的啊泥沼里面抓到一个、啊、绳子的时候
，So when we are in the mud, able to pull out a cord,
很想从这个绳子里面一直爬上去。
We want to continue climbing with this cord.
或在一个大海浪上，你找到一个浮板，你就抓住那个东西。
So maybe in the sea, we found a log. We want to grab onto this log.
想象上那是可能是你唯一的救赎。
You think that is the only salvation.
当然这个是很实际的东西。
Okay, these are practical things.
但是呢有没有更好的救赎等到你呢？
Is there a better salvation waiting for you?
神告诉我们要我们真实的认识他。
God tells us we need to truly know him.
绝对不要因为我们个人的贪或个人的这个需要。
Not because our personal greed or needs.
而忽略了真正的认识神。
Ignore the fact we need to know God.
使我们可以不进入迷惑的一个很重要的第一个原因。
So one of the key points how to not enter deception.
到教会来，重点在怎么样？我怎么样认识这一位神
？So when you come to church, the main point is how do you know this God?
以弗所告诉我们，使我们真的可以认识他。
So the Book of Vision tells us that we can know him better.
这是到教会来的一个最大的重点。
This is one of the key points of coming to church.
真正认识。我们那公义又慈爱的神。
To know truly this God who is righteous and merciful.
第二，当我们认识神的时候
，When we know God，
要告诉我们第二个，我们的生命里到教会里面来。
So our life is need to start with the church.
我们要看到我们的软弱变为刚强。
We want to see our weaknesses become strength.
神啊，我既然开始认识你。
He said, Lord God, since I know you,
我明白你要给我的是一个刚强壮胆的心。
That you're giving me a heart of power of love.
对这一个
self-control.
用诱惑我的人，我刚强说不。
To those who are deceiving me, I say no.
这个呢，一个刚强壮胆。
This is strong and courageous.
如我们碰到任何的事情
，So when we run into any circumstances,
我们不会软弱。
Will not be weak.
我们会有神的能力在我们的里头。
We have the strength of God in us.
我们可以刚强的去拿神要给我们的应许。
We can receive this with courage.
也就是教会告诉我们说，认识神，又神赐给我们许多的应许。
That is, when we come to church, God tells us that He wants us to receive a lot of promises.
在神的国度使命里头。
In His kingdom and
mission. 人人要去得着的。
Anyone needs to receive.
我们要。刚强的去领受。
We need to be strong and receive.
因此，当我们看到教会里面，就是要训练我们成为一个刚强的人。
So the church is to build us up as people of strength.
然后我们去领受神给我们的使命。
And to receive the commission God has given each one of us.
不是只有传传福音而已。
It's not just to spread the gospel.
我们从旧约、从新约都知道一个概念。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, we understand the concept.
我们基督徒要成为祭司的国度。
Now we Christians are to become a royal priesthood.
彼得说我们是君尊的祭司。
We are royal priesthood, Peter said.
所以我们整个生命里面的地位已经知道。
So we know this, the position of our lives.
但很多的基督徒根本不晓得我们君尊祭司的要工作是什么。
But a lot of Christians don't understand what's the work of a priesthood.
以至于他没有办法刚强起来。
Then they will not be able to be strong.
很多基督徒也空空的配件。
So a lot of Christians are equipped with emptiness.
空空有神儿女的位分。
They only have the empty name of as a sons and daughters of God.
有一本很厚的支票簿。
They have a very thick checkbook.
银行里是空的。
But the bank is empty.
我们不是这样子。
We are not like that.
还有一种是什么？知道银行里面是充满了钱。
Yeah, then there are those people who know that the bank is filled with money.
以为这个支票是空的。
But they thought the check was empty.
这都使我们没有办法刚强起来。
This will make us not able to be strong.
第三呢，让我们怎么样在教会里面学习到如何警醒的祷告。
Number three teaches how to be careful or watchful in prayer in church.
这三件事情都使我们可以在生活上运用出来。
All these three things we can apply to our lives.
因为不警醒祷告的时候
，Because when you're not careful or watchful in prayer.
警醒祷告的第一个动机是什么
？What's the first motive when you pray with watchfulness?
去分辨这个是你想要的还是神要的
？To discern is it your will or God's will?
就是耶稣基督。在这个科西玛尼园祷告的时候
This is what Jesus Christ when he prayed at the Gethsemane
给我们一个很好的教导
He gave us a great teaching
耶稣讲说这个是我想要的杯啊，要撤去
So Jesus said that this is a cup please take it away
我想要把这苦杯撤去
I want to take away this cup of bitterness
但神你的意思是怎么样呢
But what's your will Father
如果你也认为该撤去那你撤去
So if you think you should be taken away, then please take it away.
如果你不认为该撤去，你要我承受，我承受。
If you don't think you should be taken away, then I'll take it.
这个就是什么？第一个警醒祷告的第一个分辨。
This is the first discernment when you pray with watchfulness.
主啊，我为这件事情祷告的时候，是我个人的利益关系比较重，还是神你国度的关系比较重
？Well, when I'm praying about this matter, it's more for my personal, benefit of the kingdom.
而当我分析过来，好像你的国度比较重的时候
，So when you analyze it, it seems more important for the kingdom.
你还要反思神啊，是不是我用我的私欲里面去占有了，认为说这一个是你的国度
？So maybe I have used my sinful desire to take this as a of the kingdom matter.
警醒祷告
，and be watchful and pray.
在我们的祷告里面，有没有太多个人的利益的诉求？
So when in our prayers, do we have a lot of personal seeking?
十二章那时
At that time,
第一节啊，那时
Chapter 12, verse 1,
保佑你本国之民的天使长米迦勒
At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people,
必站起来
will arise,
并且有大艰难，从有国以来以至于此都没有这样的事
There will be a time of distress that has never happened from the beginning of nations until then.
你本国的民中凡名录在册上的必得拯救
But at that time your people everyone whose name is found written in the book will be delivered
这一个名录
So this
旧约里面有提到新约也有提到
So this is what's mentioned in Old Testament and also New Testament
啊，名册里面有很多的一个啊名在这个名录在册上的
So this book of remembrance the names written in this book
这个册子里面呢，啊，必得拯救的册子。
This is a book of salvation that proves those who be delivered.
册子里面讲什么呢？是名字在上面的。
So talk about names found in the book.
名字怎么样在上面呢
？How do you find written in the book?
新约里面有一本名册。
In the New Testament, there's a book.
新约有什么名册呢
？What's that book?
被杀的名册。
The book of those who have been slain.
圣经里面讲到那个人数满的时候
When the Bible talks about when the number is fulfilled
什么人数满
What's the number that's fulfilled
基督徒被杀的人数满
The number of Christians slain
我们经常看到的是、啊、得救的人数满
We often see is the number of to be saved is fulfilled
那是一个名册
That's a book
名册里面可能还有记载的一个圣经里面被杀的人数满
So in the book of remembrance also the book of those who were slain
也就那殉道者的那个灵魂呢，被杀的人呢，满了。
So the number of souls of people who have been martyred is also fulfilled.
那么，啊，神怎么会让这些殉道者被杀呢
？So why God would let these those martyrs be killed?
那神怎么不保护他们呢
？Why would He protect them?
啊，如果我们可以为主殉道，那个、我告诉你，那个是这个是全世界里面是不是万啊，而是可能千万以上挑一啊。
So I tell you, if you can marshal for the Lord, it's out of maybe hundreds of millions just one.
还不是那么容易的。
It's not so easy.
是不是说啊，去工作当中不小心坐飞机掉下来，人家就为主殉道了？我不知道神怎么分辨啊。
So you know, some people claim that they go on the airplane and they The plane crashed and they
marked
This book is written by the Lord himself.
好，我有一次就看到有一个是这个啊，布道家啊。
I saw an evangelist.
这次礼拜里面就讲到这一点。
When he was in the memorial service, he talked about this.
因为他为主殉道，所以他的名车在这个被杀的名车上面。
And because he was martyred for the Lord, that's why his name was written in the book.
当然，我们可以这样判断，这样讲啦。
Of course, we can look at it this way and see it this way.
记上去的又不是我。
But what's written is not written by me.
如果那个主持人是记载的人，哦，那可能是因为他有权利嘛，啊。
If this person who was preaching had the power to write, then
啊，我不是说那个布道家没有在那个里面，我在思考，我是给弟兄姐妹一个思考，这个不是我们能够写上去的。
I just want you guys to think about it. That's all. That this is not for us to write, but written by the Lord.
表示那是神的拣选。
Meaning that's God's choosing.
是神自己填上去的。
It's written by the Lord himself.
所以什么叫做福音传遍天下呢？
So what does it mean that the gospel was spread to the ends of the earth?
很多人就哎呀，现在这个录音哈，这个 audio 很发达哈，这个可以把短波打到世界上去。
So some people say that the audio technology is very advanced to be able to broadcast it to the ends of the earth.
哎呀，他们都可以听到这个收音机的这个传播。
They can receive the transmission through the radio.
所以如何传福音到整个天下，用这一个收音机来传播最好。
So how do you have the gospels to the ends of the earth? It's using the radio.
那要是没电的地方怎么办？
So how about places that have no electricity?
买不到电池。
They use the batteries.
结果有人就很奇特，马上摇，就可以听个这个十分钟的收音机这样。
So some people use a hand-powered radio that can listen for 10 minutes.
我们太一厢情愿。
So we really just kind of go by feelings.
我们要努力的传福音。
We need to work hard to spread the gospel.
不同的智慧、不同的方法是应该的。
Using different wisdom and different means, it's true.
福音传遍天下是神在认定。
But then the gospel is that.Told to the end of the earth is determined by God.
你说还没有很多人还没信主啊。
You said a lot of people still have not believed the Lord.
神就说够了。
And God said it's enough.
那个是神怎么样？神在认定的。
This is affirmed by God.
而我们呢
？What about us?
我们就单纯的去做。
We just simply do the work.
这样子就能够讨神的喜欢。
Then we can please God.
那么这里面我们看到必有空前的大艰难。
Here it says that the time of distress that has not happened from the beginning.
主耶稣基督在橄榄山上所预言的大灾难。
This is what the Lord Jesus prophesied on Mount Olives.
因此呢，这个在名册上的呢。
So how about those in the book of Remembrance?
从这一个但以理的11-12里面给我们看到。
From Daniel chapter 11 to chapter 12.
如果我们没有被诱惑。
If we are not deceived.
那么必刚强行事的这些人
and those who firmly resist,
肯定是在神的名录里头
they are surely in the book
因为他把这一个啊用巧言勾引去的这一些跟名录呢放在这个啊下文里头
so because you talk about those who use flattery to corrupt verses and the book in these passages
那么表示呢米迦勒必站起来
meaning that Michael will protect the rights
真正认识神的人
Protect those who know God
这一个呢让我们看到我们生命里面应该要有这样子的转变
We need to know from this we need to understand that our life needs to turn around
因为幕后的时代绝对不会像我们所用想象的那样
So in the end times we would not use our own imaginations
当我们看到哎呀我现在熟读圣经啊
You say I'm reading the Bible
哎呀我
and I know the Bible
特别去看什么叫做异端的书啊
And I also read books about heresies.
我大概能够分辨什么叫做异端。
I can probably tell what is heresy.
我告诉你，那些被基督教认定为异端的人，那个异端已经很明显。
So those who are affirmed as heretic by the Christianity are very obvious.
现在早期的被圣经大家所认定的异端，他们已经怎么样？是过了怎么样？100年以后。
So what people consider early on as a heretic.And now, after 100 years,
他们已经开始伪装成虔诚的基督徒。
They now try to make themselves as
fearful
Christians.
还是有异端的那一种思想。
But inside they still have a heretical teaching.
你能够分辨吗?
Can you discern?
分辨不出来。
You cannot discern.
你没有办法去分辨。
You cannot discern.
哪一天你聚完会聚，哎，这个怪怪的呢。
So sometimes after the meeting, you said, this is something strange.
哎，他们怎么那么崇拜一个姓文的人？
How come they really worship this guy named Wen?
哎呀，原来是统一教，不是教会，进错会了。
So it turned out it was an assembly, it was not assembly of people or God.
但是他们讲的也不错啊。
But what they said sounds reasonable.
我看过我现在的环境也很好啊。
Yeah, look at my surroundings seems pretty good.
真的给我很大的平安啊。
God gave me a lot of peace.
那以前那牧师一定是讲说嫉妒别人。
So that already, they already spoken wrong.
你慢慢会怎么用你的现状。评估你的理性
You use your present circumstances to estimate your understanding
理性早就被迷惑了
But your understanding already been deceived
那么本来的名册里面那个名册不是被涂掉吗
But you know talking about the book your name is not blotted out
你看过有一种字吗写上去以后慢慢慢慢那个字不见了
So have you seen a book where things are written and the words gradually disappear it's not done disappear right away
不见了
It's not seen anymore.
啊，然后又浮出来，不是你的名字，是别人的名字了。
Then the new name come up. It's not your name anymore.
不刚强壮胆去领受这个地区的时候
，So when you don't go firmly to resist or to receive this,
这个地区就没有人要了吗？神兴起另外一个人去拿。
So you don't want to firmly to receive this area. God will raise up another person.
你要把这些圣经的原则性把它糅合起来的时候，你才知道。
When you put all these principles together in the Bible, then you understand.
为什么二十四章里面耶稣基督讲到的那个迷惑
？Why Jesus in chapter 24 talk about deception?
特别告诉我们从警醒祷告开始。
It starts with watchful prayers.
免得入了迷惑。
Unless you are deceived.
那么什么叫警醒祷告呢？我们刚才已经提到了一点。
So what it means to be watchful and pray?
很多的警醒祷告是用怎么样？用长串的祷告时间。来叫做警醒祷告。
A lot of people use an extended period of time to pray to consider that watchful prayer.
我最近在这一个有一个很有名的这个教学里头。
So recently I've been looking at this very famous seminary.
一个很有名的小提琴的老师。
I'm sorry, a very famous school. There's a violin teacher.
他一直在教学的当中，他想到说，为什么这些孩子们一定要这个拉这么多？是错误的方法以后才调整过来呢。
That how come so many students spend so much time practicing the wrong way before they can turn around and do it right?
他就去研究人体工学。
So he went to study the men's learning.
啊，就去研究一些这一些人他们怎么样子，这个不在这一个错误的当中练习。
So how they can practice without error.
如何在正确的当中练习？虽然会有错误，但是很容易导正过来。
So when they practice, how can they practice correctly? Even though they make mistakes, but can quickly change.
如果这个拉小提琴，拉这样拉，已经习惯，这样这很自然嘛，这样拉。
Because when they practice, they play the violin this way, it seems natural for a while.
你拉了一千次以后，你已经习惯这个动作了。
After you play for 1,000 times, you're used to this motion.
老师跟你讲错，应该要上去一点。
The teacher tells you no, you need to make it a little higher.
你想要改过来，要花更多的时间去改这个东西。
And then you need to spend even more time to correct this.
所以当我他说啊，他怎么这小孩子在练习小提琴的当中，太多的时间是在改他的姿势。
So when the student spend a lot of time practicing, he's just changing his posture.
那如何在一个正确的方向上面
？How to do it in the right direction?
启蒙的时候就要给他一个正确的方向。
So when they start to go right.Go straight need to give them a direction.
同样的，我们在祷告里头开始的时候
，So when we first start to pray，
就要建立一个很好的警醒的观念。
We need to have a very clear concept of alertness，
免得我们怎么样已经错误那么久，要改的时候要花更多的时间来改过来。
So that when we pray for a while， we may have to spend even more time to correct.
你会说圣灵一充满了，我们就改变了。
You said that when the Holy Spirit fills us, we'll change.
恩光牧师，你大概不知道圣灵的能力有多大。
You say, Pastor Zachary, you probably don't know the power of the Holy Spirit.
我绝对相信圣灵的能力很大。
Absolutely, I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit.
但我更相信圣经所记载的圣灵能力。
So I even believe more in what's recorded in the Bible about the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的能力绝对不会超过圣经里面给我们记载的。
So the power of the Holy Spirit will not be above what's recorded in the book of the Bible.
然后用你的超想象力。
And then use your supernatural imagination.
去违背圣经的教导。
And that violate the teachings of the Bible.
这个是圣经原则性很重要告诉我们。
This is what the Bible principles are telling us.
我们被圣灵充满的人。
Those who are filled with the Holy Spirit.
为什么要持续的被充满？
Why do they need to be continually filled with the Holy Spirit?
原因就是我们的生命要一直不断的被调整。
Is that our lives need to be changed or adjusted, renewed?
好使我们这一些人能够在这一些世代里面能够更加的警醒。
So for us, we'll be even more watchful.
十二章第二节里面提到，在这一个尘埃中，必有多人复苏。复醒。
Chapter 12, verse 2 says, "The multitude sleep in the dust, the earth will awake."
也就是说，在这个这个死的人必先复活。
He said that those who are dead will rise first.
是在主里面死的人。
He's talking about those who are dead in the Lord.
第四节说，但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时。
Verse 4 says, "But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time."
必有多人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。
Many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
那个意思讲到说，来往奔跑，知识增长。
He talking about will go here and there to increase knowledge.
知识不是智慧哈。
This is not wisdom. It's talking about knowledge.
很多的时候，我们有圣经的知识增长啊。
Oftentimes we have a knowledge that's increased about the Bible.
就自己用自己的方法去讲解这些东西。
And we use our ways to explain these things.
所以他告诉说你要隐藏这话，封闭这书。
He says that then you close up and seal the words of the scroll.
这意思是什么呢？是警告我们不可以擅自篡改。
So it's telling us that we cannot just do a will and explain a will.
那么以前是怎么样？一个绳子绑住以后呢，用蜡把它滴起来，然后盖章。
So in the old days, they would bind the scroll with cords, and then you use wax to seal it.
那如果裂掉了
，But if it's broken,
那个章啊没有办法仿冒的，然后那个蜡呢裂掉了，表示被拆封了。
But if the wax is broken, then the seal is broken.
来告诉我们呢，要这个呢要封闭这书的意思，就是说不要被篡改。
So it says to close up and seal means not to disclose.
那么
戒
心这个来回奔跑呢，研究东研究西。
Many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
但是呢，绝对不要篡改书里面的内容。
But do not disclose the content of the scroll.
这个是最后在但以理书里面提到。
This is what that mentioned.
迷惑从这一个来往奔跑。
So deception come from go here and there.
我觉得以前讲这句话我还不太懂。
Before I can quite understand this, when I spoke of this,
这近几年在中国大陆传福音呢，才知道真的是。
After I've been preaching the gospel for a few years in China, past few years,
三年前呢，我开始在很多的地区做培训。
So 3 years ago, I started to do a lot of work of shepherding.
那后来我就不做培训的路了。
And then I didn't shepherd anymore.
太辛苦。
It was so hard.
也宿敌太多。
Okay, there are many obstacles.
在培训的当中，他们会，我会给他们有大概很多的时间问问题。
So when I was shepherding, I'll give them a lot of time to ask questions.
问的问题又开始翻圣经给他看。那你觉得那一个人讲的这个理论对吗
？So when they start asking questions, I start to open up the Bible to them, and they will ask, "Do you think that they say it's true?"
结果造成他们怎么样？他们不知道该怎么样相信。
So at the end, they didn't know how to believe.
那我就觉得是说这一个怎么样，就是很多人把错误的理论都已经带进去了。
So what I think is what happened is a lot of people already gave the wrong theories and give them to the theories to them.
那么包括这一个这个讲方言他们也教错了。
So even teaching them about the tongues incorrectly.
或是说这个他们的培训很全部都接受。
So they already received all the
teachings.负责人说：“你这样会让学生哦头脑复杂。”
I told the person who was in charge that you confuse their minds.
这个世代就是来往奔跑，知识我们要成长啊。
But I say in this generation, we're supposed to go here and there to increase knowledge.
说你没有正确的方向，这些孩子以后出去传福音的时候不行。
So if you don't have the right direction, when you go out, all these children, when you go out to preach the gospel, you have to promise.
圣灵自有一把尺。我说哦。
And but the person told me, don't worry, the spirit will have a
mission rod. 培训的工作。
Then I stopped doing this work of a revival.
因为要解释。
Because I need to explain.
啊，那在那个地方，很多的人啊，一直在问问题。
Because many people start to ask questions there.
我就很少给他解答问题，我就用圣经给他，你自己去看。
I often do not answer directly, but give them the verses for them to read to reflect.
因为他们并不懂圣经。
Because they truly don't understand the Bible.
所以呢，我把圣经给他们看。
So I give them the Bible to see.
如果圣经你好好读的话，是这样子告诉你的话，你要这样相信，那你就相信。
So if you read the Bible carefully, and this is what the Bible tells you, then you need to
believe it. 那如果你觉得老师讲的对。你自己在思考里面，你求神去印证。
So if whether the teachers speak correctly, you ask God to give you a confirmation.
因为生太多辩论没有用。
Because it's no use in arguing.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，求你保守我们。
Heavenly Father, may you keep us.
让我们知道封闭这书。
We know understand the scroll.
让我们不篡改圣经里面的内容。
And do not distort the content.
有时候我们因为自己的利益所需要。
Because sometimes we do it because of our own benefit. Lord, may you change our minds.
正确的认识你。
And truly know you.
让我刚强壮大。
Let me be strong and courageous.
纵然在苦难里头。
Even though in suffering.
让我警醒祷告。
Let me watch and pray.
祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.